3.5 weeks.
Oh, 3.5 weeks till Christmas Day. The adults are all looking very frightened. The children are all looking very excited. We light these candles to count down to Christmas, but we also light them because they talk and look towards the coming of Jesus Christ. In the beginning of the Bible, the very beginning, look at that, the very first page, apart from all the bump before that, it says this, the very first verse of the very first page in the Bible. In the beginning. It's a good start, isn't it? God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, anyone know? Let there be light. And there was light. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. And there was. And then creation took place as God commanded. Now, Advent is a time of waiting for something to happen, i.e. Christmas. And I wanted you to think, because, you know, I've had a hard week. I can't think that much. So I'm going to ask you to think a bit, because you've all had really easy weeks, haven't you? Let's face it. So in little groups, I want you to think about all the things that you wait for, that we wait for, all the possible different things that we could wait for. If you can't remember all these, there is a bit of paper and a pen at the front if your group wants to write them down. If you're the ones that get something you wait for that no one else has, then you win. But you don't win anything, but you just win. That's a joy. So you've got about 3 minutes to think of all the possible things that we wait for in life. What do we wait for? We do wait for a lot of things. There's a story about a little boy who had to wait. And it's a story about an emperor, might have told it before, who lived in the Far East. And he wanted to choose his successor, so the new emperor. Now, normally he would choose his own son, but he thought he'd do it differently this time. And so he decided to gather all the children in his empire together and say, I'm going to choose one of you. Well, not you, but one of them. Yeah. And he gave them all a pot and a seed. And the seed was put into the pot, and he said, all you have to do is water this every day and come back with the pot in a year's time, and I will choose my successor. So all the children went away, and they diligently watered their seed, and they kept doing it. And one little child called Ling went home, watered his seed, kept it on the windowsill. Nothing grew. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, a few months. And he kept going to school, and all his friends were saying, oh, we've got the most wonderful little buds coming out, and then we've got great plants growing. Some of them were blue, some of them were... Do you get blue plants? Yeah. Some of them were red, some of them were pink, some of them were white. Ling had nothing in his pot. Nothing was growing. But he kept watering, and he kept watching. After a year, all the children gathered in the emperor's palace, and the most beautiful array of plants were all around. And Ling walked in with his little pot, and nothing had grown. And he sat there. And all the kids were looking at him. Nice try, having a bit of a giggle. The emperor walked in and Ling hid at the back. And the emperor looked around at all these beautiful plants. And then he spotted Ling. And he said, you, come forward. And Ling was horrified. And he walked forward with his little pot with nothing in. And the emperor stood him at the front and he said, this will be my successor. This is the new emperor. He said, I gave you seeds last year, but each seed was boiled, so nothing would ever grow. All the rest of you became impatient and planted new seeds. But Ling was the only one who patiently watered and watched and then came with what I had given him. So he will be the emperor. Now, some of us are really good at waiting. But I would imagine not many of us. A lot of us get impatient. We try and do things ourselves if they're not working. We tap our feet, we look at our watches, we moan, we grumble. We're not very good at waiting. In the Bible, there was a prophecy, which will appear on the screen, hopefully. It's in the last book of the Old Testament, and it says this. Someone came to the people of God and they said, "See, I will send my messenger." This is from God. This is a word from God. "Who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant who you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty." God's people have been waiting for God to arrive. And then this message came. And they were so excited. And then there was silence for 500 years. That's quite a long time, isn't it, to wait? They didn't hear anything from God. They didn't know whether God had still wanted this message to happen. They didn't know anything. 500 years of nothing. But still, the people of God waited. Some of them patiently, some of them not so patiently, but still they waited for God to arrive. We don't have that long to wait in Advent, fortunately, but it is a time of waiting, expecting God to come. The people of God waited 500 years for Jesus. And during that time, they prepared themselves. And that's what Advent is for us, preparing ourselves for the coming of Jesus at Christmas time. We're going to have a time where we either go into the back room to do some craft, to make something, or we may want to sit in here and have a little bit of time to maybe prepare ourselves. I've got some sheets here. They're called reflections. You can read through them. It tells you to maybe do things if you want to think about things. And there'll be some music and some images on the screen. If you want to stay in here and sit quietly and look through these, or have a bit of a snooze, or relax, lie down, whatever you want to do, pretty free and easy here. Or you can come out the back and create something to take back with you as we go through Advent. We're going to have about 10 minutes to do that, so take your pick, choose. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and that was the beginning of the world. But then, as the verse on our lantern says, the true light was coming into the world. So although there was light that we could see in the world, the true light was coming into the world, and that was Jesus Christ. I don't know whether any one of you have ever been expecting a baby. A few of you will have. It's a very exciting time because you're waiting for this time when the baby arrives. You're waiting for this new person to come. And it's a very exciting time. But the thing is, when the baby does arrive, you don't just get a baby that you can look at and go, "Oh, beautiful, beautiful." You get a whole different part of your life arrives. Things change dramatically, for the better, also be quite difficult, but it's a good new time. At Christmas time, we remember and we look forward to the arrival of a baby, the baby Jesus. But the thing about Christmas is it's not just about a little baby that we can look at and go, "Oh, the baby Jesus, how sweet." The baby Jesus was God coming to earth, bringing a whole new time. In the Bible, it's a time described with words like peace and love and good news and forgiveness and grace. It was a time where everyone could come to know God. Before that time, before the baby arrived, there was only certain people who really understood much about God. And there were only certain people who could really be followers of God. But when the baby arrived, when Jesus came to earth, he brought with him a whole new time where everyone from that moment on could come to know God. So when we prepare, when we light our candles, when we open our Advent calendars, we're not just waiting for a time when we can have lots of presents and go, "Oh, baby Jesus," and come to church and have lots of food and enjoy ourselves. We are celebrating the fact that God came to earth and brought in a whole new time when we could know forgiveness and love and peace and acceptance, where we could be friends with the God who at the beginning of time said, "Let there be light." And I think that's amazing, that the one who created us wants us to be his friend. And Christmas looks forward to when that time finally arrived. We can prepare ourselves during Advent as well. During this time of waiting for Christmas, we can prepare ourselves by buying things for Christmas, by getting ready, but we can also prepare ourselves by getting ourselves ready for God. There's these little books that I've got. They're called Love Life, Live Advent. And every day of Advent, they've got something that you can do. For instance, tomorrow, it says this: make a place in your home where you will think about Advent. Make it special by putting your Advent calendar or a candle or a crib set or a wreath there. And then every day you can just pop in and prepare yourself. Number two, it says find a jar or a pot and decorate it, and then collect coins during Advent so that you can then give them to charity for people who haven't got a lot at Christmas. And there's little things that you can do every day that take 5 minutes or less or more if you've got more time to just prepare yourselves for Advent. On every Sunday, there's a different reading you could do if you wanted, and a little thought about it. And these are things for families to do together, or for people to do on their own. I've got a few of these, but I ask if you're in a family that you take one for each family, not one for each person, because otherwise we wouldn't have enough. If you're not here with a family, take one for yourself, or one for someone you know who you think it might be helpful for. And as we go towards Christmas, we can prepare ourselves during Advent to recognise that God is here and that he's offered us a whole new life with him. So do take one of these at the end and make a conscious effort not just to open your Advent calendar, but to think about what God has done for us at Christmas. We're going to sing our final song together this morning, which is a hymn. It's called Hark the Glad Sound. It talks about the arrival of Jesus, of a whole new time in the history of the world. Do you know, there is a danger with Christmas that we get so involved in so many things that we forget what Christmas is all about. All those other things compared to the arrival of Jesus Christ are not important. They're things for us to enjoy and join in with. But please prepare yourselves for the coming of a Saviour. May God bless us and walk with us through Advent and be close to us in all the things we face. Amen. Please do collect one of these, and please do enjoy tea and coffee after the service.